cryptocurrency investments, or your gambling wins, or your employment taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey, Nevadans, prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free, show your pharmacist your digital card, and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll. Visit ArrayRxCard.com to learn more and sign up today.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everybody and their brother wants to run against Donald J. Trump, but nobody's getting any traction. You've heard about the latest Fox News poll. 56% favor Trump in the GOP primary. Let's go to cut one. This is Donald Trump Saturday, picking South Carolina. And we're still trying to confirm the number of people there. We've seen some media reports saying upwards of 50 to 55,000 people attended that rally in a tiny town, Pickens, South Carolina. And Donald Trump at the speech, it was really good. It was a good, good speech about how and why he will win in 2024. Listen to this.
They rigged the presidential election in 2020. We're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024. Never forget, our enemies want to stop me because I am the only one who can stop them. If these corrupt persecutions of our people succeed, they will complete the takeover of this country. This country will be taken over by these lunatics and destroy your way of life forever. And you know, when that happens, there's no coming back. It'll be gone. Communism. Remember, I used to use the word socialism. They passed that station a long time ago. Communism. They're fascists, Marxists. They want to take away my freedom. Because I will never let them take away your freedom. I will never let it happen. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. And in the end, they're not after me, they're after you. And I just happen to be standing in their way. It's an honor to do so. And it's no wonder the swamp is getting truly desperate, because as we do better and better and our poll numbers rocket, they get more and more vicious. They have all these vicious thugs, just vicious, horrible thugs. In the New Premise poll, we are at 59%, and that's with all of these people running. We have a massive lead. In the Siena poll, we're at 61%. The Republican primary vote against how many people are running now? Every day it gets bigger and bigger. In the Harvard-Harris poll, we're leading by 45 points. In another poll by a pollster who I just spoke to in the back, we're up 61 points on everybody. 61. That's a lot. That's a lot. In the National Public Affairs poll here in South Carolina, we are leading by many, many points. In fact, so many points they didn't even want to put out a number. They said whatever the hell it is. And you have, as you know, Tim Scott, who happens to be a good man, by the way. But you have Tim Scott and you have Nikki Haley running. But leading by so much that people don't even want to put out the numbers. They don't even believe them. And we're leading Biden by many, 6% in the Harvard-Harris poll. Remember, you would hear 6% is out for a Republican. That's considered a landslide because they start off. Number one, they start off cheating like hell. OK, forget that. But they start off with lots of people that I don't think are going to vote for them anymore, like unions, like civil service, like others. They have an automatic base of probably 35%. The Republicans don't have that base. We have to win the entire East Coast like I did. We won Florida. We won Georgia. We won 2016. We won everything. We ran up the East Coast, and all of a sudden, we won a state that hadn't been won in many, many, many years, We run a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful place. Did anyone ever hear of Pennsylvania? We won Pennsylvania by a lot. And we just ran the board. And they had things going on, but we won by so much. So the key to this is you have to win. You have to swamp them. If you can swamp them, okay, if you can swamp them, you're going to win by tremendous. Because at a certain level, they can't cheat.
Yeah, yeah. Pickens, South Carolina, the former president of the United States, big crowd. If it's not 50,000, even if it's 40,000 or 30,000, that's a huge crowd in a small town. Pickens, South Carolina. Stay with us. Megan Barth, every time she is on the show, she lights it up. For some unexplained reason, she always comes loaded. And it's going to be interesting to see. She is absolutely amazing. She is, of course, the editor of the NevadaGlobe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Browse our inventory at FinlayMazda.com.
Well, at 2:30, if you are on Interstate 15 northbound trying to work your way past Allegiant Stadium, well, you are socked in. It's pretty much bumper to bumper through there. We are looking for a crash, but nonetheless, there must be something there because you are bumper to bumper between Sunset and Russell. Also, very slow on Interstate 515 northbound beginning at Stephanie. There's a construction zone there as well. Watch for a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder, 95 southbound at Jones. And accidents on the surface streets, Tompkins at Eastern, Tropicana at Dean Martin, and Charleston at Hualapai.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. July 4th in the Pacific Coast League. Reno nipped Tacoma 11-10. Vegas doubled up El Paso 12-6. Sacramento with a 9-7 win at Salt Lake. Albuquerque fell 7-4 at Oklahoma City. Round Rock shut out Sugarland 2-0. The A's shut out the Tigers 1-0 in 10 innings in Detroit. Ryan Noto with the RBI single in the 10th to win it. The A's were no hit until the 7th. The Mariners shut out the Giants 6-0. Logan Gilbert had a complete game. 5-hit shutout. 7 strikeouts along the way as the Mariners won their 4th straight. The Padres beat the Angels 8-5 on Tuesday. Two-way All-Star Shohei Ohtani left the game with a blister on his right middle finger. He says he won't pitch in the All-Star game next week. Earlier in the day, the Angels got some bad news. Mike Trout is going to be out with a broken left wrist. The time frame is about a month. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Macy's 4th of July sale has great deals on everything you need to get you, your crew, and your space ready. Get 50 to 60% off swimwear for all and 30 to 60% off bedding and bath essentials. Plus, take 40 to 50% off almost all sandals now during the Great Sandals Sale. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you just joined us, I had a great Independence Day. I really did. 4th of July for me was a lot of fun. Monday night, went to the Tropicana. I thought this might be the last time I get to go to the Tropicana before they implode it for the baseball stadium. But I went to the Laugh Factory, and it was great. It was really, really good. I laughed all the way home. I really honestly did. It was that funny. And it's hard to believe that a lot of these people will probably be out of a job sometime soon. Don't know, you know, if it's a year, if it's a year and a half, but that at some point they will implode the Tropicana and replace it with a nice, beautiful new baseball stadium. Earlier, I had a chance to visit with Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com, and she wrote recently about how Hispanics are walking away from the Democratic Party, and I asked if she could share her research with us.
Sure, yeah. We heard this before. We heard this in the midterms, but, the policies, the policies have been now, they've taken a little bit longer to seed themselves within the Hispanic community, and those policies directly from Joe Biden are specific to inflation. You know, we still have very high inflation, even though the president's trying to gaslight us into believing that his policies are actually working. Well, in the Silver State here, our inflation rates were at a little over 16% at the height of the transition from Biden from Trump to Biden, and this was directly related to the amount of money that the government was just basically printing and spending, especially during and after COVID. But you know, Hispanics are feeling the pinch. And there were two independent polls that were taken, one by Axios, and then actually a focus group was done by another progressive group who raised about $110 million for progressive candidates. So they took about 60 Hispanics between Nevada and Arizona and asked them specifically what Joe Biden has done for their families. And the resounding answer was nada, nothing. And so, you know, they're feeling the pinch of rising housing costs. They're feeling the pinch of rising energy costs, rising food prices. And many of them said that they were unlikely to vote for Biden in the next election. And these were all voters that were queried. Some were Spanish speaking, some were English speaking. And they were really considering, they would consider other candidates. They would also consider Republican candidates. When you looked closer at the polling, though, it still shows that, you know, much of their vote is dependent upon how they feel. So when you look at these polls and you break them down, they were asked, you know, basically, who cares more about your family or about you? And they would tend to lean to Democrats, not by real strong margins, but they still believe that Democrats somehow care about them and their family. But when asked what President Biden has done for their family, they say nothing.
I'm curious, though, the benefits of what is now being called Bidenomics, and I don't know that there's a set definition for what Bidenomics is, but that it is bypassing Hispanics. Is there any empirical evidence in any of these studies that would indicate that?
That Bidenomics, I'm sorry, the
benefits of Bidenomics might be bypassing Hispanics. Is there any hard and fast data on that?
Well, I think you would just have to look at the cost of goods and compare them over time. So, you know, we still have very high inflation, even though we've come down from the record. So, for example, you know, Hispanic voters in these polls said Bidenomics and Biden's policies has done nothing for them. One Latino voter from Nevada said everything is expensive and everything is getting worse. So it kind of comes back to the James Carville saying of it's the economy, stupid. And this is what voters, you know, will vote with their pocketbooks when things are becoming more expensive. And the anticipation is that everything is going to get worse. So in order to avoid things getting worse, voters tend to make changes in their voting habits during elections and at the polls.
So tell me what's going on with this lawsuit. There's a lawsuit that was filed a week or so ago against Governor Joe Lombardo and the Democrat Secretary of State. It is all about the Election Worker Protection Act. What the hell is that?
Yeah, we had an exclusive on this, and Cisco Aguilar actually sponsored this bill, Democratic Secretary of State here in Nevada, and he did so because there was, quote-unquote, rising threats against election workers and staff, which caused massive vacancies in election offices across the state. And so this is a very interesting case because, number one, the lawyer who is representing four plaintiffs is National GOP committee woman Sigal Chadha. And she has filed this lawsuit against Republican Governor Joe Lombardo and Democrat Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar. So, this ruffles a lot of feathers, right? Because you have the national committee woman of the GOP suing a GOP elected official, Governor Lombardo. The optics aren't that great. But when you look at the bill, if she weren't to file a lawsuit, who would? Because the bill as it stands on its own is very broad and vague. So election worker is defined in the bill. However, it's the subjective opinion of the election worker if someone is threatening them, harassing them, and if the election worker makes the complaint and it is found that this person threaten or harass an election employee, it's a Class E felony. So the basis of the lawsuit is like, look, the plaintiffs contend that an election official, as defined, is not defined specifically within the bill. So that language, they basically say, is too broad and undefined. And then they further allege that the law relies on absurd subjective complaints of threats and intimidation. They also allege that the law may conflict with current Nevada law that provides the general public, poll watchers, volunteers, etc., to observe polling places and ballot locations such as tabulation areas and warehouses. So these observers of these tabulation areas or warehouse or polls, etc., they might be prosecuted under this bill for a Class E felony if an election observer vocally objects to any conduct which may be subjectively viewed as intimidation or undue influence by a purported victim. So you can kind of see how this bill, although perhaps, you know, the impetus of this bill had merit, but it's just way too broad and undefined, and also then perhaps will further inhibit the general public from dutifully watching polls and election areas.
Is Sigal Chadha trying to totally do away with the law or simply to limit its scope?
They're asking for the law to be done away with because they are alleging that it violates not only existing Nevada statute, but also First Amendment rights. And then, of course, the scope is just much too broad, so it poses an undue risk on election volunteers by basing these allegations on subjective feelings. So they want the law done away with.
Again, Megan Barth joining us, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. If you haven't checked it, I went a couple of days last week. I was in the holiday information bubble, the HIB, as I like to call it, where I don't really do much work-wise. But I got to tell you, it changes every day. You got to check it out. It's called the NevadaGlobe.com. One story that you carried last week, which I thought was fascinating, and that was the Washoe County is, I guess, overhauling its system of elections there. Can you talk a little bit about what some of these changes are, and is it something that might go statewide?
I would think so. It's up to every election department to make their own determination on what they need as far as staffing, et cetera. But Washoe County basically says that they are going to start from the ground up. And this is a result of an audit that was done by an elections group, which pointed out various inefficiencies within the election office. For example, you had very few election workers who were just basically using their historical knowledge in order to process election materials, ballots, et cetera, without any really true written SOP, like a standard operating procedure, which then that would be for any new employees coming in, they would be trained accordingly. So there were a lot of inefficiencies and missing protocols, if you will, within the whole election process. And the process historically relied on institutional knowledge instead of standard operating procedures and documentation.
I just love Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and TheNevadaGlobe.com. Check it out. She is always right on top of things. This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even your urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at NewFem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me. When I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma.
at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that Mommy and Daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I honestly don't know where he finds this stuff. I really honestly don't. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. I don't know, Jim, where you find this stuff, but you find some of the most arcane pieces of audio that I think I've seen in any one place. What do you have today?
Yeah, this is good. It's a Paul Harvey. Good day.
Good day.
Remember Paul, the great broadcaster.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 1987, when, well, I guess Donald Trump was only, what, 41 years old, and obviously a billionaire at that point. And the thing about Donald Trump is he was as consistent then as he is now with his attitudes. And Paul Harvey even talked about this and was asking the question on his famous show back in 1987, is Donald Trump running for president? This is a broadcast, Kevin. It's real short. It's only about 40 seconds, but it's 36 years old. And let's just focus on the consistency of Donald Trump.
Good morning, Americans. It's Friday. Is New York's Donald Trump running for president? He bought full-page ads in three East Coast newspapers today stating his views on foreign policy, and these ads will win him a following. In the ads, he says, there's nothing wrong with American foreign policy that little backbone won't cure. He says, America should stop defending countries that can afford to defend themselves. He says we should make Japan, other such countries, pay for their own defense. And he says, we have no business spending ourselves broke in the Middle East, protecting ships that are not ours, and oil that we don't need. Now, page two.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
Wow.
The man is consistent.
Boy, no kidding. That is incredible.
Most politicians are not. Remember Barack Obama on gay marriage?
He evolved.
He evolved. Yeah, he was against it before he was for it. So here's a guy, and again, we're talking about the consistency of Donald Trump. So those people on the fence, there you go.
I just love that. No, that's good. I don't know where you come up with this stuff, but just keep on bringing it. Bring it to the party. This hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America.